heart a staccato beat against my ribs. I bolted upright on a gasp, fisting the starched sheets under my slick palms. Adrenaline pounded out a bass drum solo in my temples as I swung my legs over the edge of the narrow cot in my cell. Room. Not cell. The chilly industrial tile under my feet anchored me in the present. I inhaled, ribs creaking, then exhaled the recycled air until I wheezed from the effort of exercising my ghosts. Just a dream. Just a dream. He was only a dream. Cold sweat drenched the soft pink pajamas issued to all female inmates. Patience. At Edelweiss Mental Institution. The AC chose that moment to hum into wakefulness and vented an arctic breeze down a spine gone bony since my incarceration. I mean, involuntary commitment. I sat there shivering until my teeth chattered before surrendering to the inevitable. I lay back down, curled on my side facing the wall, and pulled the damp covers up to my shoulder. The second my eyelashes meshed, I heard it. A keening lament resonated down the corridor. A dirge wailed past inhuman vocal cords, fueled by so much anguish the fine hairs lifted down my arms. Checking the digital projection on my nightstand, I noted the hour and flopped onto my back. Relief spread in butterfly kisses across my clammy skin, my muscles relaxing one by one as it sank in all was well. These days I found comfort in routine, and the woman next door shattered with the precision of an atomic clock at 2 a.m. Tonight's melodic rendition was different than her usual gut-wrenching sobs, but the unending anguish in her cries struck the same chord as always, and I didn't mind. I counted on her misery to help me escape my own night terrors unscathed. Word around the ward was Bianca Parsons had snapped one night and killed her mate. The pregnancy hormones must have cranked the guilt up through the roof if that was true. I might have asked one of the orderlies, but I hadn't spoken out loud in months, not since the day I woke to these white walls enclosing me, and I wasn't curious enough about the ward's circumstances to break that silence. We all harbored our own personal demons. I wasn't about to poke someone else's with a stick. That's what the shrinks got paid to do. The yellow beam of a flashlight swept down the line of my body as the guard spotlighted me, watching for the even rise and fall of my chest. This was another ritual, one that used to bring me peace. When the patients got riled up, the guards performed bed checks. I liked knowing help was on the other side of that locked door for the asking. That wasn't the issue. No, the problem was the temptation to ask one particular guard for the kind of help that would get us both in Mariana Trench deep trouble. Pretending sleep, I waited until the light extinguished to let my tense limbs go slack. Except I couldn't relax for the prickling certainty I was being watched. I rolled over and studied the narrow window cut into the door facing the hallway. Officer Lamb stood there as if waiting for my acknowledgement. The unforgiving line of his jaw was gentled by the amused smile hooking his full lips up at one corner. Busted. He had caught my gaze skating over his high cheekbones, tracing the curves of the reflective aviator sunglasses he wore no matter the hour. Fingertips dancing over my thigh, I imagined the feel of that same jaw beneath them. A flush rode my skin as I nestled deeper under the covers. The soft crackle of the intercom whispered through the room.
"You're up late, Pinks."
A burst of irritation flared at his nickname for me, and I ended up biting my cheek to hold on to my silence. The vibrant pink dye had faded from my hair, and the natural blonde roots showed against my scalp. I was a washed-out echo of the spirited changeling mermaid I once was. So why must he insist on reminding me of how much I had lost?